was just talking with Darius, and he mentioned how the opportunity that you guys had this summer to be able to work with the players proved to be a benefit to them. How do you feel that that benefited you guys?
Well, we made progress in regards to helping each of our returning players get a little bit better in areas of the game that that they needed to work on. And so we could hands-on, you know, help them in those regards. I think it was extremely beneficial for our freshmen coming in, both from their standpoint, starting to learn our system, our terminology, what we're going to do offensively and defensively, but also for us as coaches to understand in quick order really what type of players they are. You know, when you recruit a kid, you know, you have a perception of how they'll be, but when you work with them on a daily basis, you really find out, you know, what you can count on from a young player. You don't normally get that chance until official practice starts, you know, at this time. And we were able to at least get some of that hands-on work with those young kids, and we have a better feel for them. They've got a better feel for our system.
Can you remember a time when, in, throughout your coaching career where you had as deep a team as this had potentially as a potential to beat? I know Coach McCaffrey was saying he could go as deep as 12 players. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have, but it's very rare, mm-hmm. you know, and it's also rare that they're so young and so many good players. We've got one senior, you know, and the rest of them are underclassmen, and yet there's a lot of experience in our sophomore and junior classes, and certainly a lot of potential out of our freshman class. So this is an exciting time for us to, you know, make sure that we're making the progress that I think we're capable of doing.
You bring up that one senior, Eric May. What have you seen from him, just considering that he was already here when you guys all came, and now he's elevated himself into that role where Coach McCaffrey has him as a team captain? Just what have you seen as far as his game and his demeanor, his attitude?
Well, it's the same Eric May. I mean, Eric's a great kid that works exceptionally hard every day, gives you everything he can. He's a tremendous leader by example, also verbally in what he says on the court, what he says in the locker room. He's a tremendous team leader. He was last year, and he'll be an even more important team leader this year.
Coach McCaffrey talked a lot about consistency and how he feels with a lot of guys on the team. If they could just become more consistent, then their games can elevate. If you guys do get that consistency, how good can this team be from what you were even a year ago?
Well, it's a process to it. I think we can be an awfully good basketball team, but there's a lot of pieces that we have to get together. Got to have people accept their roles, get on the same page with one another, play unselfish, but be competitive, you know, and obviously we've got to get better defensively. And it's a process. It doesn't happen in one day. It doesn't automatically happen. Just because we came on in January and February of last year doesn't mean that we automatically pick up from that point forward, you know, and are that much better this year. We start from scratch. We've got to make sure we're getting better each and every day, and make sure that we're learning from our mistakes. And, you know, the sky's the limit as far as I'm concerned with these guys.
Having played in the Big Ten and having an opportunity to coach in the last few years, can you recall the conference being as deep as it appears right now?
The Big Ten's got a great history. It's been deep, you know, for a long time. I think this is just another year of a lot of great teams. Certainly there's three or four that are getting most of the attention nationally, but there's 10 or 11 that are going to be really good basketball teams, and, you know, each night is just going to be a battle. And, you know, we're going to get to the point where we start knocking each other off, you know, when we get to league play. But that's the history of the Big Ten, and you got to be able to lace it up and get after it each challenge that's ahead of you.
Last question for you here. How much do you feel the versatility that you guys have across the board with these players can be a benefit, just knowing that pretty much anybody can play multiple positions?
Yeah. It's a great benefit. It's also a challenge to try to figure out the right piece on any particular night. You know, that depending on the opponent, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what can we take advantage of, you know, who's going to best give us that opportunity to take advantage of the, you know, benefits that we might have matchup-wise. And so that'll be a challenge from a coaching staff to figure that out each and every game. But certainly we've got a lot of pieces that can move around, and you'd love to have that flexibility.